Okay, it's not actual sound, but a chemical process that's the medium of communication, in this case for parasitic plants and their hosts. In a paper published in the journal Science, professor of plant pathology and weed science Jim Westwood found that their vehicle of communication lies in their RNA, which they exchange like so many text messages.
Plants are interacting on a level that we had not really thought about before. And you can have transfer of these messenger RNA molecules that you don't think of as being used for communication in nature.
It's known that RNA is the carrier of communication within a cell, but it wasn't known that these molecules in a parasitic plant can travel, exchanging information with a host plant. Think of it like a hacker. The parasite's RNA starts stealing information from the host. It also sends its own information to the host plant, causing it to make more food or lower its defenses. Westwood says the parasite and its host plant actually bond in this way, with RNA molecules as their conduit.
So imagine your house and your neighbor built their house right up next to it, with their wall right up against your wall. And then they knock out a window or a door in between the two houses. That's the kind of exchange that happens, a kind of fusion.
It's like that neighbor who comes by and eats all your food. He keeps on raiding the refrigerator, but he can't let you starve because a parasite has to keep its host alive in order to keep up that racket. And even though in plants there is actually no sound when they communicate, if you had a parasitic neighbor like that, you might want to play your music really loud. I'm Robbie Harris.